It's not often that someone builds a brand new school in Milwaukee, but it's going to happen soon on the South Side. St. Augustine Preparatory Academy is slated to open in summer of 2017. It will be a private K-12 voucher school that targets a specific population, Latino students and their families. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello attended an event Tuesday night that celebrated the start of construction. She learned that the new venture aims to become the latest and one of the biggest to address the educational needs of Milwaukee's Latino residents.
When Gus Ramirez looked at Milwaukee's educational landscape, he saw a need for better schools.
About half of the Milwaukee students in all sectors, public, charter, and choice, are going to awful schools. Not just bad, but awful schools. We're one of the worst in the country.
So the Waukesha businessman decided to raise upwards of $80 million to create a new school on Milwaukee's South Side, St. Augustine Preparatory Academy. Its 11-acre campus will open later next year, and over the first 5 years, the school is expected to accommodate up to 1,000 students in kindergarten through 12th grade. That size would make it the second largest private school in Milwaukee's school choice or voucher program after St. Anthony. And like St. Anthony, Ramirez and his school leaders envision serving many students of Latino heritage. The planners believe Latino students benefit when they have options of schools to attend, including some that address their specific needs. Enrique Figueroa agrees. He's director of the Roberto Hernandez Center at UW-Milwaukee. He says Latino students and their families face a number of unique issues, beginning with communication.
It's two words, bilingualism and biculturalism, primarily because a lot of parents do not speak English. And if the school reflects ethnically and culturally and language-wise what you feel is part of your community, then clearly you're going to be more engaged in sustaining that.
A survey released this week backs Figueroa's theory. A national coalition of civil rights groups asked the parents of 400 Latino and 400 African-American students what they thought of their kids' public school education. The majority of parents surveyed, including 45% of Latino parents, said they don't think their kids get an equal opportunity in public schools. In MPS, Latino children account for about one quarter of enrollment, a number that has grown over the past several years. The South Side is already home to at least three non-public schools serving a large swath of Milwaukee's Latino community: Nativity Jesuit, Bruce Guadalupe, and St. Anthony's, the largest Catholic and voucher school in the city. Its president, Jose Vasquez, says he welcomes the addition of St. Augustine and the healthy level of competition it will inject.
We anticipate that St. Augustine will be a school of excellence, which in turn means that all the rest of us have to come up to our standards, to the standards that are going to be set by St. Augustine.
Adding St. Augustine to the mix could pose a threat to enrollments. Yet UWM's Enrique Figueroa says St. Anthony's in particular has a long waiting list, which implies there is continuing demand from Latino households, and he thinks he knows where the students are coming from.
The data clearly shows that MPS has been losing kids, and the charter and choice schools have been growing. So the implication is that most of that growth has come from kids leaving MPS.
St. Augustine founder Gus Ramirez says he wants his school to be collaborative, not competitive, but he anticipates it offering a better option than what some kids have now.
There's more than enough kids. South Side of Milwaukee is growing. It's not a question. The issue is we don't have enough good schools.
Construction has begun on St. Augustine's location on South 5th Street. The school plans, in the fall of 2017, to open to students in grades K-4 through 2nd, as well as 6th through 9th. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.